Didn't you just eat a whole bunch of picnic?
Don't plug. I'm editing that.
Oh, we started.
You mean picnic like Yogi Bear?
Yeah. Have you eaten Yogi Bears?
Actually, that's plugging, isn't it? Fuck.
Everything's plugging.
Yogi Bear's better than picnic.
As long as we're plugging and not pegging.
What's pegging?
You don't know what pegging
no.
is.
No.
What's pegging?
Oh, no, I don't want to explain.
Is that like
now?
Scissoring or something?
No.
What's scissoring?
Well, scissoring.
Scissoring, like a sex position.
Lesbians. That sounds like a shitty sex position.
That's what lesbians do. They scissor.
You just did the hand motion. That's so gross.
Pegging is when a girl wears a strap on and bangs the guy.
Oh, see, I'm glad I'm innocent on that one.
Why is that called pegging? Why is that like?
Because you're strapping a peg on. I don't know. Yeah, well, that's pretty weird.
We can Google. Why is pegging called pegging?
Is it like, or is it like a ground peg? Like hammering a ground peg into the, like a tent peg or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You're a freak for thinking of that.
Yeah.
Hey, I didn't come up with pegging. I didn't do pegging.
But you could have.
No.
Yeah.
Nah.
You could have. The title, maybe not the action.
I don't know. What would you call it? If that didn't have a name, what would you call it?
Fucking a dude up the ass with dude.
Pretty much.
Oh, remind me of The Simpsons. I would have called it a shagswazza.
Yeah, I'm not gonna. Oh, shit.
Ooh, pegging is also sometimes referred to as Bob, bend over boyfriend.
Oh, what the fuck?
I'm pretty sure it doesn't have to be a boyfriend,
I
though.
Bob. I thought Bob was just battery operated boyfriend.
I actually didn't know that
I thought
either.
Bob was a nickname. Shit.
A really bad one. I hate the name Bob. Sorry. Any Bobs out there?
There's even a. Yeah,
our son's name is nickname
pegging.
Could be Bob.
Yeah, no, I don't like that one, though.
But it's actually a lot more common than you'd think.
What? Pegging? Bob. Pegging?
Whoa. Fuck.
Are you going to elaborate on that at all?
Yeah, actually, we know someone that did it. We know someone that did it. I won't plug them.
Or peg them.
Yeah. But not the boy. We know the girl.
We do?
You do. You are related to them.
I must have blocked that
out.
You
told me about it. She got some boyfriend that made her put a strap on and fuck him.
Oh, I must have blocked that out big time.
See, I'd be down for freaky shit, but I would 100% draw the line there. I couldn't do that because I don't do bumps.
How do you get pleasure out of that shit anyway? Or is it just
someone asked me.
G-spot is Cameron.
No, I mean
the girl.
The girl.
The plugger.
The Peggy.
The pegger.
Yeah.
I don't know. It might be a dominant
Peggy.
Thing.
Oh, my God. That brings a whole new light to that name, doesn't it?
Peggy.
Sorry,
Peggy's.
Oh, mate.
Peggy's and Bob's.
Do you know what?
By Peggy tonight.
If someone asked me to do that, I would not be able to stop laughing. Like, it would just kill anyone.
Especially if they said like that. Can you peg me? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Peg you? You're on the line or some shit.
Do you want me to throw something at you? Peg something at you?
I got an egg.
Oh, no, you can do things with eggs.
Oh, yeah. You'd probably like to get pegged with an egg too.
This conversation went down real
so
quick.
That'd be called like scrambled pegs. Oh, tell me it's the blue one. No! Damn it.
Get labels. Let me get your label maker for Christmas.
What's on the menu for breakfast tonight, love? Scrambled pegs.
No, thank you. I mean, each to your own.
Yeah, that's not for me. I don't think I could do it.
I don't think you could do it that laugh my ass off.
I prefer me eggs fried.
But it is a lot more common than you would think it is.
Yeah, nah, good.
Well, it's probably not talked about.
So it's bloody. Definitely not. Blumpkining.
Ooh, no.
So I don't actually know what that is.
That's what that's our nickname's. Our nephew's nickname because he's the one that told us what it is because he did it. Actually,
so
what is it?
So what is
it? Oh, yes, when you're taking a shit and someone gives you a blowjob.
Yeah, there's no blumpkin. What is that? Blumpkin.
Blumpkin.
Yeah, I'm not down for that either.
And he's a weirdo. He embraced it. He got us a T-shirt for Christmas saying, "Have a merry Blumpkin."
I threw mine in the bin.
I've still got mine stushed away somewhere.
Do you know what? I put it in the poof.
Oh, yeah.
You know how the blumpkin in the poof.
Yeah, see, a poof. Is like poof a Australian thing?
No. Everywhere has poofs.
Are they called poofs internationally?
Poofs? Poofs? I don't know.
The things that you rest your legs on when you're sitting on a couch.
Yeah, like the decorative type of filled thingy. Yeah, everyone knows what that is. I don't think I need to explain it. And usually, traditionally, they're stuffed with rags. So I just
not cock. Just want to clarify this everyone that's still a bit confused. It's all right to be stuffed with cock, okay? Like, you know, I'm just saying this particular type of poof is stuffed with my Blumpkin t-shirt. Oh, shit.
I did have something else planned for this week. And then this popped into my mind while I was driving one day and I was like, I totally want to talk about that because it's fucked, but it's funny, but it shouldn't be funny because it's fucked. But
that's perfect for Cameron.
But hey, you're the one that likes the inappropriate shit, right?
Actually, it's you and Kate.
No, we just find it amusing. Like we can
inappropriately amusing.
You find those stories.
I think I find it amusing because I'm nervous and petrified about shit.
Do you know what? Every time I've listened to our podcast, Cameron's nervous laugh is hilarious to me.
It's not a nervous laugh. It's not a nervous laugh. It's just
every time it gets awkward. Laugh?
It's inappropriate.
Yeah, every time things get really inappropriate, you just hear this in the background.
Shut up.
And then Kate just laughs her ass off the whole time.
So. And tries to hide it.
Yeah, she does. She tries. You in trouble. But you can still hear it because it's just like silence and gasps of breath.
All right, Kate, what is it?
I'm not even going to give this story a title because as soon as I say the fucking name, everyone's going to know who it is.
See, you told me before and I didn't know it.
Oh, didn't you? No. I thought you said you did.
No. I might know the story, but yeah, I don't know.
You will 100% know the story. It's only a short one tonight, so this is probably our first. I don't know how long we've spoken to before.
Shit I think to we're make fine, up for it.
So we're doing all right. People are going to know who it is because the title will be up. Anyway,
I can hide the title.
No, that's all right.
Okay. No, you can't hide the title.
Well, I can give it a title, but not the name.
It's not that interesting enough to have a secret title. Like, oh, wow. But on June 23rd, 1993, in Manassas, Virginia, a 23-year-old woman named
Laurie,
got up during the night, went to the kitchen, grabbed a glass of water.
That's fucking boring, Kate.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. But she also grabbed a carving knife.
Oh,
that's better.
That's better.
What? She then went back upstairs to her bedroom where her husband was sleeping. She pulled back her bed sheets and cut his dick off.
Oh, is this the one from the 90s?
Yeah.
I was a kid when this shit happened. I was like, oh, my God. That woman is the most evil woman in the whole wide world.
Lorena and John.
I know. I've heard the story since then. But when I was a kid and heard that.
Lorena and John.
Oh,
I told you.
I'm going to keep my legs fucking crossed for this whole episode.
I told you, didn't I? I was like, I'm really bad with names, but I always remember stories.
It's hard to forget someone getting their dick chopped.
So it sounds like just a fucking crazy psycho woman. Really.
It sounds like it should be a Sasha story.
Your husband is sleeping. It should be. Do you know what? We actually 100% could build a person with all these.
I know. We've got the dick now.
Severed body parts.
I mean, we had the dick skin, but now we've got
the dick to fill it.
We're good.
We're done. We've got a body.
Now we're going to go for a Hermy.
Now we need the insides.
No, we've got a large amount of insides.
We don't have a brain.
If we could compile all the body parts we've gone together, maybe that's what we should strive for now. We need to find the missing body parts. Yeah. And then we can put them all together as one fucking proper history of the fight.
Just wait till next week because it's my turn.
All righty. That's
cool. Bodybuilding time.
Oh, my God.
That's so inappropriate.
That's so awesome. How unique is that?
I don't think it is.
Wait, artists, is there any artists that listen to this fucking program? Come on, get on this shit. Because we need you to draw this
body for us.
Yeah. Like, we've got our landscape pictures.
Like our own weird little murderer Frankenstein.
You know how they've got the medical drawings that you see when you go into a doctor of a body?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can have that made up of all the different person's parts and it could say which one it is and where it belongs.
Feels really disrespectful to me.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Mary.
Oh, that can rattle. Oh, no, not rattle. What's the word? Shake. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You guys are horrible.
Yes,
people.
Like one of those flappy skeletons. Yes.
Kate, you're laughing.
And it can,
your
and arm can detach.
I'm just
going to
point
and you can
out
replace
every
it
time.
With a hook, and it definitely has no ass. The ass is the one part of
you
the body
so
that never gets built.
That is oh so my horrible. God.
People right. fucking hate us. I'm so sorry. We're terrible.
No, no.
Okay. All right, here we go. The love story began in 1989 when Lorena married Bobbitt, John Bobbitt.
Oh, my God, Bobbitt, Bob.
Oh, Bob, is that fucking name again? In 1991, John left the Marine Corps and struggled to find work afterwards. Lorena worked, I reckon I've said her name 100 different times already, worked in a salon and became the main breadwinner. So probably wasn't on a lot of money, really. The young couple were living beyond their means. They had a big house, fancy car, very fancy cars, keeping up with the Joneses,
yep.
kind of lifestyle as you would in your early mid.
Yeah, and didn't 20s. He like kind of refuse to work as well?
It probably was suffering some post-traumatic being in the Marines.
Yeah,
that's a high possibility. Yeah,
possibly
yeah.
high chance of dickheadedness. Not because he was in the army, but because from what I've heard, he was a real
dickhead.
So she claims very early into the marriage that John became abusive and that there was one time he punched her while they were driving. He started driving erratically and was scaring her. And when she told him, hey, stop that, you're scaring me, he just, bam, right in a kisser.
Oh, that's horrible.
John claims Lorena was a very jealous person. Both were very good looking people. He was a very good looking man. She was born in Ecuador and had a very exotic beauty about her. They were gorgeous people, but she was very, very jealous of the attention he received from other women. So apparently she'd hit him
right
a couple of times as well in fits of rage. So yeah, definitely one of those young toxic relationships that seem to happen all too much these days.
Yeah.
Lorena said that John's aggressiveness then moved on into the bedroom. She claims he was turned on by violent sex, and then it started to begin to turn from rough sex to unconsensual sex.
Yeah, there's a massive difference though, I would like to argue. Like, there's people that like rough sex generally that would never rape. Like, if you were going to cross that line,
there's a difference between
Totally agree. And also, there is such a thing as spousal rape too.
Oh, for sure.
It doesn't matter
if
that's your wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. If they've said no or if they're sleeping and you're, you know, that is
the fuck away
not okay.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Still need their consent no matter what status.
I can't believe we still have to actually tell people that these days.
Yeah, it's unreal, isn't it?
Ridiculous.
It's like just because it's your wife does not mean it's property.
I guess if their dads weren't taught that, you know,
they're not going to be taught that. I agree.
Yeah, so they got to learn, got to understand. Keep your dicks in your pants unless it's allowed out. Like, fucking Jesus.
Lorena's claims that John has beaten her, raped her and sodomized her numerous times during their marriage, claims which he would obviously deny. John said he's never fought back and when she's hit him, he only ever tried to subdue her. I would assume not very lightly, but, you know, we weren't there. We don't know what's going on. Lorena stated that she was a Catholic and she couldn't just leave her marriage. Divorce wasn't an option. She loved her husband and wanted to make their marriage work. So what the fuck actually happened that night? How do you go from getting a glass of water to cutting your dick off?
So is that what she said she did? She said,
she got up.
And just snapped. It was like at that moment. She didn't get up to planning on doing that.
Had
he
raped her in the hours before?
I'm
going to
get into that right now.
Cool.
So in a court hearing, Lorena stated that upon returning home drunk that night, John had raped her. Once he fell asleep, she got up to get a glass of water, saw the kitchen knife, and things just went very quickly from there. Upon cutting off her husband's member, she then left the apartment, got in her car, member in hand, and proceeded to drive around, leaving her husband at home in a state of what the fuck.
Oh, my God, I've been a bit more.
I've just gone, dick in hand, bye.
But that's probably unless you're going to kill someone, that's probably the only thing you could do to an abusive man and make it out the house.
Yeah, but if your religious beliefs come in the way of you leaving the fucker.
You can't even get a divorce.
Like, how do they not get in the way of you chopping off their cock? Like, you could kill them doing that.
Yeah, definitely. Like,
yeah, and she wouldn't have had a clue.
Yeah, like, she's just fucked off. She hasn't got any help for him. So how – it's just – yeah, obviously she's not thinking straight and she's copped lots of abuse. But it's like, if your religious beliefs get in the way of you actually getting out of that previously, but then you can go – like, it's just odd.
Your religious beliefs got to think now.
Man,
it was definitely a snap moment. It was definitely not premeditated. Yeah. Oh, definitely a snap.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Had enough and went, fuck you.
For sure. Yeah. Fuck, man.
So she'd been driving around for some time and was struggling to drive the car with one hand because she's still got a
jig.
Still holding it.
Okay, that has to be like a state of shock.
She must have been in an automatic then, eh?
It would be.
Cut.
Yeah. Cut. Definitely was a
stick. Use a stick when you're holding When you're holding a dick.
It's a great blast. That thing should be on the back of a fucking bumper.
Can't hold a Oh my god, I think that needs to be on our title somehow.
you can add that as a description.
When you're holding a dick. That can be taken so many ways. So obviously driving around in a state of shock and whatever else, she's rolled down her window and thrown old Russell the Love Muscle out the window.
Russell the Love Muscle.
Later.
She probably realized she was holding a fucking seventh cock in her hand and went, ooh,
and
gross.
Bam, she's done. She's done. Eventually, she stopped and called 911, told them what had happened. After an extensive search of the area, police located John's severed appendage. This was then washed in antiseptic, placed in saline ice, and after a grueling 9-hour surgery, was reattached to John.
Damn.
What the fuck?
John got his Johnson back.
Johnny got his Johnson back.
I'm a bit hazy on the reunited facts. Is that attached just for, I don't know what purposes, but would it work?
Yes.
You'd fucking hope so. Otherwise, what's the point? It does.
It works.
Yeah, right. Hey, did they release that 911 call?
I don't know. I'd love to hear that. I think once we finish this, I will 100% look for that. Didn't even think to look for that, to be honest with you. Didn't show up in any searches.
I reckon she'd either be in a state of shock or she'd come out of shock and was like frantic.
Yeah. Same as the respondent. You'd be like, could you repeat that?
But
like,
I couldn't find
where
either.
Did you throw it?
I'm sorry, you did what? Is that a real one or a plastic one? But I couldn't even find either. Like, did the police not attend the property until she'd called or had he called them? And got them.
She could have pegged him with
there.
It.
Well, she pegged it just out the fucking window.
So they were probably like, to save his own life, like, sure, if, obviously he lived, so he would have called an ambulance.
Yeah, well, that's why I didn't find that.
You'd imagine the very first thing you do. Once she's gone, you're on the fucking phone.
You'd think so.
Because you know you're bleeding to death.
But when she was arrested, she told police, who had obviously asked her why she did it, that he was very selfish in the bedroom. So I quote, "He always have orgasm. And he doesn't wait for me ever to have orgasm."
Holy
He's
shit.
Selfish.
Actually, I know how bad that sounds, but I remember this part. And this was one of those, her English was really bad.
Yep.
She was in a state of shock. It was one of the first questions they asked her. And the stuff that came out of her mouth, she was like, "I don't even know why I said that. Had nothing to do with it."
No. But
it made her sound really bad.
Definitely, because she didn't show enough cleavage or showed too much cleavage.
Yeah. So this conversation was tape recorded, and the transcript was later read during trial. So the jurors' heads would have been going like, "What the fuck? You've cut him off."
Yeah.
So it would have been confusing as fuck for people. You know, had he been raping her, or was this just a woman with years of built-up orgasms who's lost her fucking shit? You know, fuck you. You will not make me come.
Yeah, but like people going,
"Pleasure your ladies, men."
Yeah.
But unless she's got like a history of mental illness and stuff, people don't do that when they're not getting laid.
No.
People cheat or people get dildos or you don't do that. Who would ever cut someone's dick off who lives in normal society where they don't think that their partner is their possession?
He's been cheating. I think he's cheated before.
But she didn't say because he cheated.
No, but that's what
came out of
said.
Her mouth was just like a jumble of.
So reckon? I don't reckon. I'd randomly say something like that. It might only be a part truth, but it certainly sounds like she just fucking hates this car. There's a million reasons.
How she felt at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing to just randomly say.
But it definitely didn't help her saying that. No matter what state she is, that's definitely not.
No, makes you look pretty
guilty.
Not
helped her. The trial was an absolute nightmare. So John had different accounts of different things every time he entered the courtroom or had spoken to police about something, from we didn't have sex the night of the incident to, maybe we did have sex to, I remember waking up to us having sex.
Yeah, I remember he was all over the place.
Yes, we did have sex, but it was consensual. So, you know, very hard to get a grip on where he was at, where she was at. She's making rape claims and then non-orgasm claims. And he's like,
if you're getting raped, Jane, having an orgasm, that's
very for sure. Shit. Details of their volatile relationship and the events that led up to the assault were discussed. And Lorena stuck by her claims that he'd been sexually, physically and emotionally abusive to her during their marriage. She said he had numerous affairs, had even forced her into having an abortion at some stage.
Yeah,
so, it is starting to sound more and more like an abused woman, 100%.
She's a battered wife.
Yeah, battered wife. Her attorneys maintains that his constant abuse eventually caused her to snap. Because she was suffering from clinical depression and possible bouts of post-traumatic stress disorder due to his abuse. 100% agree.
And people
agree
she...
There? Yep.
That her, certainly sounds like yeah. it. Yeah.
Her clients as well, I remember her clients reporting maybe much later that they remember her coming into work and being covered in bruises and things. And
yeah, right.
Because she was doing people's nails and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And they remember seeing her like disoriented, out of it, not paying any attention and then noticed bruises on her.
Yeah. And she probably had no family here, let's be honest. She's an Ecuadorian native.
No, I think she was completely on her own.
Yeah.
And her English not very good.
And his family didn't like her, I don't think.
She wouldn't have known where to go for support, what to do, who to turn to.
No.
So it would have been a horrible time.
That's fucked up.
It's much harder to leave a partner too when you're on your own.
On your own, yeah.
And
agree.
Also,
and he
would
have taken advantage
been,
of that.
Would she have been deported?
Yeah,
well, look, that those decisions.
Like now that she's got a criminal
record. It
kind of
shows that she snapped because you're either going to jail or you're going to get deported. It's not like she's avoiding that shit by chopping his dick off.
She's 100%.
Yeah, she snapped for sure. Her religious beliefs and stuff stopping her from being able to do things, plus probably the things that you just said stopping her from leaving.
Yep.
She fucking snapped because it was absolutely
not a thought through thing.
No, not at all.
No way, because not once you've got a criminal record, you can be deported.
Straight away. Yeah, fuck, would you go to an Ecuadorian jail or do you know that?
Where would you go? Well... Let's cross those cross that bridge when we get to it. But
sorry.
Both sides of the attorney, so his and her attorneys, conceded that John had demonstrated a history of abuse towards her during their marriage and that this abuse created context for the assault. So both, there must have been enough evidence to back it up if his lawyers are going, this is kind of your fault, mate.
Yeah. It didn't help that he didn't have a straight story.
Not at all.
Yeah.
An expert witness for both the prosecution and defense also testified that he had mentally and physically battered her and that the abuse was escalating and that by 1993 she was living in constant fear of him. The defense strategy emphasized her action as being a mix of self-defense and temporary insanity, saying that it was an irresistible impulse due to the history and pattern of abuse. What's horrible is John Bobbitt was later acquitted of any rape charges. So that's...
Yeah, I suppose
they
couldn't
prove
it.
That's what happens way...
93.
Way too much. Off topic. Did you see the fucking video last week of that piece of shit footballer and the nurse in the alleyway? In Melbourne. I think it was.
Not what AFL...
No, I don't quite know because the story just fucking disgusted me. So I couldn't couldn't actually read anything else about it because I was so angry at our judicial system. He, clear as day, CCTV footage of a nurse walking past an alleyway.
Oh, it's where he pinches her, like pulls her down. Hey, I've seen
and
that video.
And he got acquitted because there was no evidence of it being sexually motivated.
Yeah. Which that, yeah. What do you think they was there doing? But he was clearly fucking going to rape her.
That was clearly his
but
motivation.
But he could argue I was trying to rob her or like ended up in a wrestle.
Meanwhile, like she's laying on the ground, legs are spread, and he's on top of her.
But you can just see how they are. Like any most men fight. Like I fucking 100% agree with you, right? It's fucked up. I'm just being devil's advocate. But like most fights end up in the ground with one person on top of the other. So if you are mugging someone, then there's a good chance you're going to end up.
Well, did he get done for that then?
No, I don't think
so.
So
he just got off scot-free.
Well, they weren't charging him for that, were they?
No.
So you're not going to get done for something you're not charged
with. So she's traumatised and he's free.
For life, and this is a woman, she's a nurse, so she's working in for the greater good, really, you know, to save people, and he's out here destroying them. So sorry, totally off subject, but...
Well, look, I hope that guy goes and gets help. You could just tell by that video... Like
he wasn't right.
Yeah. He obviously needs a lot of support around him to stop him from actually going ahead doing and fucking again. Doing that.
I mean, he doesn't get off scot-free because everyone like can see that video.
Yeah, but everyone will be over that in 3 months' time.
Yeah. And she doesn't get any.
And she's fucked for the rest of her life.
Yeah, traumatized.
Horrific.
Definitely. You'd be very brave not to get worried about walking down the street alone again after something like that happened.
You'd be fucked. And, you know, what if she's got children? What, you know, how's that anxiousness thing going to...
Yeah, there's always a ripple effect. There's always a ripple effect.
Fuck, it made me so mad. Sorry about that.
Yeah, fair enough.
Anyway, after 7 hours of deliberation, a jury found Lorena not guilty due to insanity and that she could not be held liable for her actions. So I was very happy to read that.
It's all about pegging tonight.
Oh, this is fucked. The judge, under state law, the judge ordered her to undergo a 45-day evaluation period at the Central State Hospital, which was held in Virginia, after which she'd completed that, she could be released and free to go. In 1995, after 6 years of marriage, the Bobbitts finally divorced. So this was 2 years
ago. They stayed together for another 2 years. Oh, we can work it out, baby.
Yeah. I don't know if they were living together or what.
That wouldn't be the top priority to like actually go about those proceedings. Yeah.
After the incident, John, who had a substantial amount of debt from legal and medical bills, tried making money out of his air quote celebrity status.
Oh my God.
So he formed a band.
The Dickless Chaps.
Basically, the Severed Parts.
Oh my God.
Surprise.
They
surprise.
Should have called themselves the Severed Heads. Fucking idiots. God damn.
That makes way more sense.
100%. But surprise, surprise, the band.
Yeah, good.
Unsuccessful. Good. This is where it gets great. In 1994, so a year after his member is gone and reattached,
dismembered.
Yeah.
In 1994, John Bobbitt appeared in the adult film Wayne Bobbitt. Uncut.
Man, you just got that movie like 25 more views.
Oh my God. I remember that. Yeah. I didn't watch it, but I remember hearing about it.
In 1996, he also appeared in another adult film called Frankenpenis.
Oh my God.
What the fuck? And then for some random reason, he also appeared in a WWE wrestling match.
As if cunts give this prick mate. Wait, no one go so watch that movie. Money. He'll make money out of that if you watch that. Yeah, don't watch it. No, don't fucking watch it.
Don't even Google him.
He might have had his dick chopped off, but still, he's a fuckhead.
Wanker. Jesus. And then in 1994, so a busy year for John, you know, we've got a porn and shit. 1994, Mr. I Didn't Abuse My Wife was charged with striking a 21-year-old former exotic dancer that he met while in Las Vegas on a publicity tour.
Oh my God. A publicity tour.
He was convicted of battery and sentenced to 15 years jail. Not long after that, he moved to Las Vegas, Nevada, where he worked as a bartender, limo driver, mover, pizza delivery driver, and a tow truck operator. So well, clearly, like a serious. So,
yeah.
No offense to any of those professions, but he was trying to make it in Hollywood.
You think, you know, he was a Marine, he was in the Marine Corps, and he's just. So that's just extreme PTSD to me with how it's just been.
Yeah, but this comes a point where fucking who cares what
and you're just a wanker.
Right? Yeah.
He was just a wanker.
Before or after the Howard Stern thing?
Howard Stern.
Oh, he was well after Howard Stern, wasn't he?
No, remember
Howard, what happened with Howard Stern?
Howard Stern.
He's the hustler guy, isn't he?
He's
No.
Who's Larry Flint?
That's like Howard Stern's the radio guy, isn't he?
Howard Stern's the Hollywood dude that fucked up all
the
girls.
With the stupid glasses and the crazy hair.
Yeah, he's like the biggest radio presenter in the world.
Yeah, don't you know what that motherfucker did?
No. He's even a bad motherfucker, is he?
Well, I'm thinking of you know Weinstein. What?
God, they've got good publicity.
I know
hey.
He's changed his ways a lot now. I don't get fucking sued or whatever.
Yeah, don't sue us, cunt. But this is all,
no,
what's the word, allegedly?
Oh, this is like one of the main things I remembered from it. Oh,
I can't remember
it's
anything
like
about
Howard
Stern.
Remember from what, this case?
I haven't even read anything. Right, okay. I haven't even read anything about him on this case.
So what the fuck?
Okay. Howard Stern raised money for him.
Oh, no, I'd lied. Yes.
So he had a TV show, a broadcast thing, and it was a giant cock spurting out cum.
Ugh.
And they were raising money for this motherfucker and saying that she was like this horrible, like mocking her and everything.
Yeah.
Even
no,
after
right.
It was after she'd been.
There's no way to defend that. Even if you think he's innocent,
and
that is totally inappropriate.
And every time they earned some money, the cockometer or whatever it was would go up, and it was like a 10-foot fucking cock.
He got in a lot of trouble for
that.
That
is really bad.
So.
That's fucking shocking.
After and he knew the details.
Picturing a cockometer, it's slightly funny, but not in that context.
Like all the details have come out, the rape allegations and all this stuff, and they were still like, nope, she's evil. Because she'd cut his dick off, that's all anyone would focus on.
That's all
and they were like, fuck
knows.
Her, let's raise this motherfucker. I don't know how much, I should Google it, how much he raised for him. I'm pretty sure it was before he went and did the pornos.
Yeah, that's
and stuff.
Scary. Well, hopefully it wasn't much.
Yeah.
But it's Howard Stern, so it was probably a fair fucking beer.
Keep talking, I'll Google it.
Google
God
it.
Damn.
I think he got in a lot of trouble for that, and I don't think he actually
oh, well,
got any.
Allegedly,
money.
I say fuck you, Howard Stern.
So Bobbitt's life just got better in 1999. He was involved in a theft at a store in Nevada. 2003, he went to prison for violating his probation. He was then arrested on more battery and assault charges involving his then wife. And he was again twice arrested on charges of battery against this woman in 2004. He filed for divorce under the name John W. Ferrell, which is the name he'd been using
Ferrell.
While married to
suitable.
Ferrell.
That's appropriate. Yeah,
totally
and then
appropriate.
In a touch of karma, in 2014, he was severely injured when he broke his neck in a vehicle accident.
Yeah, okay.
So you fucking lost your neck, lost
so
your dick.
So Howard Stern helped raise him $260,000.
Damn.
Did he get it or?
Yeah.
Oh, he did?
Well, yep. Fuck.
Yeah,
on his,
probably
on
that
his,
I mean, surely
New
those
Year's
medical
Eve
expenses
special.
And lawyer fees would have been
oh, way more than
yeah,
that.
So he wouldn't have been rich or anything.
So since then, Lorena's kept a low profile since all of this. She returned to her maiden name, and in 1997, she was charged with assault for punching her mother while they watched TV.
Yeah.
So you can kind of.
Oh, it was a violent
see,
relationship.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
I don't think either of them are great people. But you don't rape and you don't do the things he did. Like, it's fucked
me.
Up.
No,
I wouldn't
all.
Forgive
not
her
all.
Either. In a hurry. Like, I don't care what happens to her.
I think they're both shit people.
Like, I don't
they're
want.
Both shit
yeah,
people.
I don't. Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. That's
both,
exactly
both
right.
Shit people.
But,
so,
and that's because of. I could go into my rant about it all being no doubt their parents come from shit. It's all because of a bad system. And, like, they needed help before it got
to that point. And then they both met each other
but,
and it just blew up.
Yeah, both of them.
Yeah, I don't think I know enough to judge. Like, maybe he destroyed her and she was never the same. Or maybe she wasn't a great person to begin with.
Yeah, I think.
Well, I mean, I don't know her circumstances.
People that
but
have
if
been
she's
through
come
trauma
from Ecuador
can act out.
On her own. Living, there's a good chance she's come from trauma herself.
Oh,
and
yeah,
also,
absolutely.
She may have had a very rough life to begin
like,
with.
Like, I would not
absolutely.
Be surprised if it was a violent relationship.
And so she struggled a lot since that with people actually believing her story of rape and violence. And I think that's a traumatic thing
that's
for a woman.
Horrible, yeah.
You know, when you've come out and said, hey, this is what happened to me, to have people not believe you and call you a liar.
Yeah.
You know, that,
well, at least she didn't get charged
horrific.
For it. But
yeah. So she didn't. And the charges of her punching her mum while they watched TV were dropped. And I think she lives back in Ecuador now. But a funny but not funny story that I think will always bring comedy value when people are listening to it or telling it.
You look hesitant to actually tell this, or are you trying to remember it?
No. It's just fucked up. I couldn't ever cut someone's dick off.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that, Kay. Sasha, say the same fucking thing, please.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. Oh, I was reading something.
You could never cut someone's dick off.
No, of course
good,
not.
Good, no. Good, good.
So, I did just read.
I just poisoned them.
Yeah. I just super glue your dick down. I super glue your balls to your leg.
Like yeah, well, psycho. That would suck too.
Have fun going to the hospital with that one.
Oh, yeah.
No. Apparently, Howard Stern even paid for his penis enlargement surgery after it was reattached, which I'm pretty sure I heard was botched anyway.
Good. I hope it was.
Almost feel really
got infected and they had to chop it off again.
Yeah. But, yeah, very odd. A very odd story.
We have to come up with a Frankenstein name for this character we're building.
Character.
Yeah. Yeah. Give us time.
Frankenfucked.
Frankenfucked.
I want a picture of a Frankenpenis.
A Frankenweenie.
Are you a sicko?
I'm the sicko.
You're the sicko.
You just want an entirely.
Oh, could you imagine? Imagine if we already had this ready to go, right? There'd be this picture of the incomplete body, and then like right now the penis would be like, oh, and like floating onto the picture and attaching onto the picture. Oh, damn it.
I feel like Sasha's going to be pegging people with a Frankenstein penis by the end of the week.
Oh, mate, she sounds like she's got some brains shit going on too.
So what?
Brains. The brains. When we said the thing we're missing
the
is
brains. Yeah. I was going to say, what? What brain?
Brain?
No, I can't tell you anything because it would just give it away.
Okay.
You're just going to have to wait and
see. All right.
You may have heard of it, but if you haven't, then you'll be quite disturbed.
Is it typical Sasha fucked up?
Of course it is.
Well, I just go with the theme, which is fucked up stories.
So of course it's.
I love how you always try and like casually write it off. Like, no, this one's not going to be bad, and then it's like the fucking worst thing ever.
You came up with the name, and I'm just making sure that it relates to what.
Well,
what the name?
You
of
came
the
up with the concept.
Is.
In fairness.
Yeah, but.
Well, not really.
You agreed to do it.
You thought of us doing it.
Kate, I didn't agree to Kate's do it. I was under
Kate was
much
just
process.
Fucking forced in.
I thought you were going to ask me to fucking skydive.
You got a message on the day, hey?
No, she dropped around.
And she's like, I need to ask you something. And I'm like, what the fuck?
She thought I was going to ask her to do something God. Like really daring. And
you know, like go to a fucking horror carnival or something.
Yeah, tomorrow, bring it on. So what can we expect tomorrow? What is actually going to be
so
there?
So they've got like all.
Can I just take my headphones off and not hear this?
They've got all the horror actors. They've got panic rooms. They've got rides, haunted mazes, all of that fun stuff.
It's going to be heaps of fun. Oh, yep. Yeah, Kay, you're going to be in the element.
And we get a dippy dog.
And we get a show bag of shit too.
Yep, a show bag, a mask, a dippy dog.
Yeah, right.
I'm just going to get my dippy dog and sit in the corner somewhere.
Are you driving in on your own?
Sub people.
No, she's coming with us. Right. We've got
sub people in the fucking eye.
Oh
with
my God!
We got the VIP tickets, so we even get to go to the front of the line and everything.
I wanted the $5 chicken
move
ticket.
Along,
that's
bitches.
What I fucking.
There
wanted.
Was literally a $5 ticket, which was entry only, and Kate wanted that so she could just walk in, get scared, and walk out.
There'd be so many mums doing that. No offense to mums out there, but come on, I can just picture my mum doing that, just walking along while we were going to have fun.
No, it's going to be.
I'm not having fun.
You will have fun. Maybe not. But you'll have fun. You'll provide entertainment for us. I'm sure your fear factor is going to be equally as entertaining as anything those motherfuckers can do.
Oh, it's going
to
be fantastic.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch
you
freak.
It's a shame we don't have little clip-on portable. Like
I know, right?
Pack.
Go record some shit.
It would just be Kate screaming and crying.
And us laughing.
Yeah. It would just be a jumble of us over the top of each other.
Because do you know what scares me? Like I was saying to you earlier, everything. But this is how scary movies are. You know, everyone goes through the haunted maze.
Actually
look
a killer
at this
there.
And then lo and behold, there's a serial killer.
Well, you might get lucky.
Oh, yeah.
It'll make you famous.
I told
Kate. And then you'll be talking about me on this.
Yeah, that's it.
I told her she could be sandwiched in between us when we're walking through.
Ooh, this is good.
Jesus Christ. Tomorrow's going to be really weird.
No, because you know how usually I'm the one that's like holding on to you and make you walk forward. and I just eyes and get poked in the back by scary people.
Right, you're going to take the rear, are you?
I'm going to take the rear.
She's on the rear of me.
She's the pegger.
I'm the pegger. Kate's the
peggy.
Kate's the meat.
Yeah, but then I'm pegging Cam.
No, Karen's
no pegs. All right, we'll call you John tomorrow night.
Karen, I love doing these with Karen because you know his awkward little laugh.
Mm-hmm.
He just strolls through it like with a bit of a strut and just giggles at everything while everybody else is screaming. Karen's just like,
so we got that awesome photo of me and you at was it called Dracula's in the Gold Coast?
Dracula's Cabaret, which is amazing.
Like when you enter, they put you on this little roller coaster thing. So it's a dinner and show thing.
It's a haunted restaurant dinner theater thing. But to get into the restaurant, you have to go on this. It's like a ghost train, but it's like a faster one. And then take a photo of you, and then during your dinner, they flash up all the photos of everyone at the really scary point. And our photo is so funny. Karen's, you know, it's photos, so you can't hear anything. His face is just, and I am screaming.
Like proper terrified. It's a great photo.
It's the most embarrassing
photo. I need to see this
photo.
Can we please laughing. Put this photo up on,
we've got
on our
we
socials?
We've got that somewhere, don't we?
Yeah.
This needs to go on our socials.
It does. Actually, that would be a really good photo.
Like it's mostly couples, like male, female couples.
Yeah.
And all the guys are terrified as well. The girls are like mid-scream and Cameron's the only one that's like.
Well, I'm expecting it, so it's not going to scare me.
So he's really good to go to haunted things with because he does not get scared at all and we can just scream and freak out.
I'm going to walk in and walk I'm not going to cope. I'm not coping talking about it.
We were talking about it before and she's like, you have to stop. My heart is racing.
Oh, my God, you're going to goat on us, aren't you? Just fucking collapse.
We may have to call an ambulance for her.
Kate's I have ambulance cover and the card is in my purse.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Same with all her anxiety medication and her rescue remedy. And
fuck.
I'm so scared.
You have to sign a waiver form.
And it goes for 2.5 hours too.
Oh, awesome. That's going to seem like an eternity in hell for you.
Yeah, that's what I said to her. It's like the seventh circle of hell.
That's great.
You can tell when Kate's stressed out because she just stares at one point on the wall and breathes deeply.
That's
her
how
eyes
I feel like I
gotta
get
wide
onto a plane.
Open.
Yeah, how you're feeling now.
The only time you'll ever see Cameron scared
is when you get on a plane.
Is when our kids are doing something dangerous.
Yeah.
Or he's about to take off on an aeroplane or land. That's the only time you see him scared.
Uncomfortable. On planes.
Nah, I hate him.
I'm good in the air, but I'm bad at landing.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, same. I don't mind being in the air at all, actually.
I like takeoff and land, and I don't like being in the air.
I cry on takeoff without, like, crying. Like, it just
I fucking shit myself. Oh, my God.
I've held strangers' hands on takeoff before.
There was one takeoff that we had where Cameron's anxiety was particularly bad. I don't want to embarrass you too much, but by the time we got up into the air, he took his hand off my leg and my jeans just had this handprint sweat mark.
Oh, wow.
I don't like it.
Freaking out. But the thing is, him freaking out distracts me from freaking out.
Yeah. So and you do fine.
Yeah, so I'm fine. Take off and land. I kind of like the feeling too. No.
My worst ever takeoff was when we left Bali Airport last year to come home because we took off in a fucking thunderstorm.
Oh, yeah, nah.
Thank you.
We've done that.
No, that did not hit till we were in the air. Yeah. We were in the air and we could see all the lightning.
Yeah,
I'd be like, nah.
Scary. We were already delayed an hour and a half because the president decided that he needed to leave.
What a cockhead.
And so all flights got delayed for him. But then we had to wait for like X amount of time for him to be like way out of the area.
He meant to be a servant
before
of the
we
people.
Could take off. And then, yeah, fucking thunderstorm.
Damn, man, enough.
You know when Marge Simpson has the fear of flying and she's on the plane, she's running back and forth.
Get me off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'd be like.
Oh, man, I can totally relate. Like, fuck that shit. Oh, I hate it so much. And then when you actually something bad does happen on the plane, it's terrifying.
Yeah, like when we had turbulence, people like reading their newspaper and stuff and like we're being like slightly thrown out of
fucking
our seat.
Slightly. Shit. We were being fucking propelled. propelled into the carriers, smashed.
And Cameron's freaking out and he's looking around at everyone else who's like obviously calm, don't, they don't care. No one else seemed to care at all.
Open the door!
And, and Cameron's like getting angry. He's like, why does no one else care that this is happening?
That would be
and I could not, I was scared, but I was also could not stop laughing. Fucking,
that was awful.
It was like he wanted everyone on the plane to freak
out. They should give everyone a parachute upon entry.
If they gave everyone I would probably be all right.
But then mid-flight, you'd have like 20 cunts being like, oi, I'm out of here. Bailing.
You'd have to stop people from opening the door and killing you all.
It's like earlier open in a case of emergency. No. Not with argument or with wife.
I'll fly overseas when they create the technology like in Fifth Element where they just shoot that thing at your head and you pass out and you wake up when you get there.
Yeah, that would be cool. Well, have you seen that photo of that? He was in Australia. I can't remember what nationality he was, but it was in the 70s and he fucking hid on the wing, not the wing, the wheel of a plane. And fucking,
no, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. And there's a fucking, as it was starting to go up, obviously he couldn't hold on to it anymore. So he just fucking fell mid-air. And there's actually a photo of him falling. Like it's a famous photo. Yeah, it's fucking, he died obviously.
Oh my God.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
Like if you've ever stuck your head out of a window while you're driving pretty fast, you know that that shit gets rough.
Yeah. Like even if you managed to hold on to it, you'd freeze to death.
Oh yeah, definitely. Like you would, but you wouldn't be able to, like the vibrations. Yeah. I mean, what's there? What's much to hold on?
Oh, there's nothing. That's why he did fall off. But even if you manage to get in, so, like if you get into a part that's not the cabin where it's compressed, they've got the air pressure and shit, you'd be fucked. You would die.
Well, the
wheel
would have folded up though. If he was
so he had to let go. So, and then he just free fell.
So he did not think that one through.
No.
Sorry, just
he even told his dad about doing it and his dad was like, don't fucking do that. And he still went and did it.
Was he mentally ill?
No, I don't think he was.
Which is really stupid.
Then there's that other story. There's this guy. This happened not too long ago and there's also footage of it. He fucking, I think it was in America. He fucking stole a plane. Like a big fucking, what do they call the 737s? Like one of the big cars.
And he'd never flown a plane before.
And he'd never flown one before and he was fucking cruising around and he was talking to flight control.
Oh, it's the funniest shit
I've
ever
heard.
And they're
like, what the fuck are you doing, man? And he's like, oh, I wanted, it was sad because he wanted to die. But they were like, where have you learned to fly? And he's just like flight simulators.
Yeah.
And like he started fucking going, I'm just going to fucking try.
Was he the only one on the plane?
Yeah.
He stole the plane.
He stole it from the runway. And he was like, I'm just going to try some maneuvers before I fuck this up. And like started doing all these crazy 360 maneuvers that no one had ever fucking done in these
Didn't
aircraft
before.
Didn't
he say he'd learnt those playing PlayStation?
Yeah. All on flight simulators. He fucking, and he did all this amazing shit, but then he deliberately crashed. And
that's really sad.
Which is sad.
Really sad.
Yeah.
But that would be a big check for their fucking security.
Yeah, absolutely. I just can't believe that shit can happen.
And not to triangulate, but we live right next to a small airport, like a small planes airport. Like it's within a few minutes.
Yeah, don't go too good. We've already given away enough details of the fucking house.
But I think it was end of last year maybe. Well, this guy who'd never flown before but was going up in the plane.
I love this story.
And the guy passed out.
He'd never flown.
And he'd never flown before.
His instructor passed out. His instructor.
On his first lesson. And he passed out and he couldn't wake him up.
Oh, he had to land it, eh?
And he did. He fucking landed.
My God. That is one.
And he was completely calm too. Oh. He was like,
he's lucky he wasn't like me and Kate where it's like, I'm going to do this to face my fears. And then the cunt passes out.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then like,
Foxtrot, Tango.
They basically played the whole thing. They played the whole thing, like of them talking
awesome.
You have to YouTube it
and listen to it.
Yeah. We should put all these links up.
He's calm. Yeah. Like he was like, okay, what do I do next? Okay. And they were like, you're doing really good.
Yeah, tower control work.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
You got no other choice but to, I guess.
Yeah,
but
like it was really lucky circumstances.
Freaking out afterwards, that's for sure.
I think he said, do I have to pay for this lesson?
Yeah, this should count for 10,000 hours, motherfuckers.
Like, give me my license.
Yeah.
That was so good.
Can't, nothing can beat experience. Jesus
Christ. But that, seriously, that came down to him keeping his calm, it being a light plane.
And competent workers on the other end. Yeah.
So it takes two. You've got to have a competent person, a calm person, someone that can follow instructions.
No one was freaking out, so it went.
And then he landed it. Like, that's amazing.
Imagine the pilot, he'd wake up and be like, oh my God.
Oh dear. What the Sorry fuck? About that.
Oh dear. Yeah.
Oh dear.
Oh dear. We seem to be back on the ground.
Holy shit.
This concludes our flight. Oh my God.
Okay. I wouldn't, you would not take a lesson from that motherfucker, would you?
Nah, he's probably lost his job. Probably. Poor cunt.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, he might just be like, I don't know. Do they have office duties?
May have had
I don't know.
Something.
Can you do like flight planning or something instead of
flight
flying?
Duties?
Yeah. Flight duties.
You were,
he was on a light boom, plane boom. Duty.
Oh my God.
Ba-dum-bum.
All right. Well, we managed to stretch a short episode out to an hour. We've done really good.
We've rambled a fair bit.
Yeah. We're still after some listener stories. Our man Aiden sent us a few, but come on, other people, we know you're there. Let us know some fucked up shit. We'd love to hear it.
Keep them coming, Aiden. We like your suggestions.
Yep. Good on you, bloke. Good shit, Sasha. What are you doing? That was your
get
trying.
Off your fucking phone.
I know, right? You're like looking at more fucked up shit.
Yeah, maybe.
What one?
Nothing.
Okay.
It's all good.
Of course she is. She's finding us afoot.
No, don't worry about it.
But yeah, check out our socials and go and get fucked and all that stuff. Go and get fucked on Patreon.
Become a Patreon.
Yeah. Oi, we got all these t-shirts. Like, we've got like a fucking factory worth of t-shirts. Factory's fucking, what's the word? Yeah, factory. It's worth of t-shirts. I said that right three
Just
times.
Sitting here waiting for
Just
people.
Just fucking waiting. What is that fucking green light that flashes there now?
Oh, they got a new hot water system put in or something. That's annoying. All right.
So it's not going to
scare
me.
See you later.
I might see you next week. I might
happy
not.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah, you might die tomorrow night.
How fucked it is tomorrow. Yes, happy Halloween.
The living
happy
dead Hallows might Eve. Get us. Yes.
I don't know. You'll probably hear this like end of November. So I hope you had a good
Halloween.
It might
Halloween. Be up for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Happy, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Happy Hanukkah.
Fucking hell. It's 2021, right?
Oh, hang on. Just quickly, speaking of 2020, I sent Sash the best meme ever last night. I was fucking pissing myself. It was just this guy with like this excited face and it was like New Year's Eve 2020, 11:59 and 59 seconds, this big face. And then he's got this miserable face and the time's clicked over to 11:59 and 60 seconds.
that wouldn't surprise me. Nothing
that
would
will be
me.
A movie where 2020 never ends.
And, no, I actually heard a good suggestion that 2020 shouldn't end until we get this shit sorted. So
no, that's actually a really good
2021
idea.
2021 fresh.
Because New Year's Eve is going to suck
Make
ass.
This a 20-month year if
because
it needs to be.
You feel like you're getting a psychological. You can't have a psychological fresh start if we're still dealing with all this shit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's real first world problems, but still.
No, it's a nice thing
2020
to
needs
get that total refresher.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Peace out, people. Take
Peace
care
out.
Of yourselves.
Bye.
This is Halloween.
Everybody magazine. To the Pumpkin King.